10. Entertainment. Questions 19. Going out, theaters, concerts, musical instruments, cinemas, films.
Model answers 19.
1. Do you often go to the theater?
A. As a matter of fact, I am a passionate theater fan, and I love going to the theater. I try to watch all the performances that I think are good, and so I never miss the best plays. This year, I have a season ticket, so I can see every single performance.
B. I am not much of a theater goer. In fact, neither my time nor my money allows me to go to the theater regularly. And, to tell you the truth, I am not really interested in theatrical performances. I prefer watching TV, or a DVD at home, or perhaps going to the cinema. If you stay at home, you don't have to dress up, and this is a great advantage.
2. What kinds of plays do you like most?
I enjoy both tragedies and comedies. Whether I like a play or not doesn't really depend on the type of play it is. I think the direction and acting, along with the message of the play, are more important. As long as it is a real piece of art, and there is talent and artistic ingenuity behind it, I don't mind what kind of play it is. 3. What kinds do you know?
I know that, apart from tragedies and comedies, there are operas, operettas, modern plays, historical plays, musicals, ballets, pantomimes, etc. 4. What play did you last see?
A. As I have a season ticket, I have seen virtually all the plays that have been performed by the permanent company of our theater since the theater season began. When I last went to the theater, I saw a splendid play, which was an adaptation of a famous novel written by Tolstoy.
B. The play I saw last was, unfortunately, a bad one. It was a rather poor adaptation of a famous story.
5. How did you enjoy your last visit to the theater?
A. I enjoyed my last visit to the theater. The play held my attention from the beginning to the end.
B. I was disappointed, because I had expected more from that company. The conversations between the actors were meant to be witty and humorous, but they came out stilted and forced.
6. How did you like the plot?
A. I liked the plot because it was really gripping and rich in surprising turns.
B. I did not really enjoy the plot either. The second act was full of tasteless scenes, and I was so disgusted at times that I was even thinking of leaving the place.
7. What about the direction?
The play was excellently directed, which made a deep impression on me. The audience followed the play with great interest. 8. Were you happy with the cast?
A. The cast was marvelous, and everyone was impressed by the fine acting.
B. To tell you the truth, I was not particularly happy with the cast.
9. How were the main and minor roles acted?
A. The main characters were superb. Petrovsky took the leading part, having been cast as Hamlet, and he brought the house down. He was applauded and was called back by the audience several times. Even the minor roles were acted with great feeling.
B. I didn't like the way the main characters acted. It was a dreadful bore, and to say the least, I wouldn't have chosen acting as a career if I had been one of them.
10. How did the audience express their feelings?
A. When the curtain fell and the lights went up, the theater echoed with stormy applause. Curtain call followed curtain call, and the whole cast was given a standing ovation.
B. The play fell flat and was hardly applauded by the audience. Although there were occasional catcalls, it was due only to the decent behavior of the audience that they were not hissed and booed off the stage.
11. Who are the people working on staging a play, and what jobs do they need to perform?
After the script of the play has been written by the playwright, or the play to be put on has been chosen, the director chooses his cast and begins to rehearse the scenes. The makeup artist puts makeup on the actors' faces, the set designer designs the scenery on the stage, and special workshops get busy preparing the sets. The property department supplies the furnishings, and when the costume designer has designed the clothes, the dress department makes the costumes. The stage manager looks after everything on the stage during the performance. 12. When is the dress rehearsal?
When everything is ready, and the rehearsals go off without a hitch, a dress rehearsal is called. This is the final rehearsal before the first night, and all the actors and actresses are dressed in their costumes. 13. Where can you buy theater tickets?
I can buy theater tickets at the booking office or through the internet. 14. Where do you prefer to sit?
I like to sit in the boxes because they are quite near the stage and they are by far the most comfortable. It is true that they do not suit students' pockets, so I can't often afford to sit there. I normally sit in the stalls, which are the seats on the ground floor. 15. Where else can you sit?
Apart from the stalls and the boxes, you can also sit in other places in various parts of the theater. Over the boxes is the dress circle, then follow the balconies, and finally the gallery. 16. What does the interior of a theater look like?
As you enter the theater, there is usually a big foyer, where people can meet before the performance. The two main parts of a theater are the stage and the auditorium. The hall is usually separated from the stage by the orchestra pit. At the sides of the stage are the wings. A curtain, when lowered, covers the stage, and during the performance, footlights or top lights illuminate the stage. 17. Where can you leave your coats when you have entered the theater?
In a big theater, there are several cloakrooms where you can leave your hats and coats. 18. What can you hire from the cloakroom attendant?
You can either hire or buy opera glasses from the cloakroom attendants. 19. What are the duties of an usher?
You show your ticket to the usher, who will offer you a program and lead you down the aisle to your row and seat. 20. What happens when you have found your seat?
When people have found their seats, they usually start leafing through the theater program. 21. What do you learn from a theater program?
From the theater program, we can learn about the cast, the director, about the approximate plot of the play, and perhaps the program of the theater for that season. 22. How do you know that the performance is about to start?
Right before the performance, the orchestra begins tuning up, if an orchestra is needed for the play at all. Then the lights go out, the curtain rises, and the play begins. 23. What happens behind the scenes during a performance?
It would be interesting to go backstage and see what is happening behind the scenes and in the dressing rooms. I can only hazard a guess that the actors are either changing or doing their makeup, the stagehands are preparing the sets and the props for the next scene, and the prompter is whispering the lines if an actor should forget them. 24. How many acts does a play usually consist of?
A play usually consists of at least two acts, but sometimes there are three acts with two intervals in between them. 25. What can you do during the intervals?
During the interval, you can go to the bar where you can discuss the play over a nice drink. There is always an exhibition in the foyer, which you can see before the bell rings for the next act.
26. Who is your favorite comedian?
A. My favorite comedian is Russell Peters. He is especially keen on political skits dealing with current social problems. He knows how to make fun of his fellow citizens and how to take off famous politicians and other VIPs. 26. Who is your favorite actress?
B. My favorite actress is Meryl Streep. She does very well in every part and can always catch the most important side of a character. She is, in fact, a household name and has had a lot of stage and film experience. 27. Why do you like him?
A. I like him because his pungent satires are amusing, and I always laugh my head off when I hear him. His jokes owe their success to his wit and good sense of humor. 27. Why do you like her?
B. I like her because she always plays herself, and carries the audience with her. The plays she appears in never have an unsuccessful run, and when she bows to the audience, they burst into applause.
28. Who do you think is the most frequently played dramatist in the world?
I suppose the most frequently played dramatist is Shakespeare, because he is still very popular in many countries. 29. Which are Shakespeare's most popular dramas?
Shakespeare's most popular plays are the following: Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Hamlet, The Merchant of Venice, As You Like It, The Taming of the Shrew, Anthony and Cleopatra, Richard III, etc. In Shakespeare performances, the cast is generally very good, and they feature the best artists. 30. Do you know any other British or American playwrights that are popular in Hungary?
The plays of G.B. Shaw are also well known and popular in Hungary. Among others, we have seen Pygmalion and St. Joan on Hungarian stages. The most popular American dramatists are perhaps Arthur Miller and Tennessee Williams. 31. What different kinds of performances are held in a theater?
At the theater, we can see a drama, tragedy or comedy, an opera, an operetta, a musical, a ballet, a variety show, a concert, a matinee performance, or even a puppet show. 32. In what way is an opera different from a play?
In an opera, we call actors and actresses singers, because they sing arias or sing in chorus, but they never speak. There are always understudies in order to be able to take a singer's place at short notice if necessary. An opera always begins with an overture, and the orchestra plays a very important part throughout the performance. 33. When did you last go to a concert?
A. It was not long ago that I last went to a concert.
B. I don't often go to concerts, but if I do, it is usually a pop concert. I quite like pop music, although I would not call myself a fan. So it was quite a long time ago that I last went to a concert of this kind. 34. Who gave the concert?
A. The concert was given by the National Philharmonic Orchestra.
B. The pop concert I last went to was given by a well-known Hungarian band called Besodrom. 35. What did they perform?
A. They performed Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony with Zoltán Kocsis as conductor.
B. They performed lots of hits from their own repertoire. 36. How did you like the way the musicians performed?
A. It was splendid beyond words. Then a violinist called Simon Standage played Kressler's concerto to the accompaniment of the orchestra. He is a talented musician with a fine technique. At the end of the concert, the music lovers were really delighted.
B. I especially enjoyed the way the bass guitarist played his instrument. The singer, the oboist, and the drummer were great too. 37. What concerts do you like going to? Why?
A. I also like going to recitals, but only if the soloist is a good musician. I try to go to vocal concerts whenever there is one in our town, because I myself used to sing in a choir, and I still feel attached to this kind of music.
B. I like pop concerts because they allow you to listen to music, meet lots of other young people, and to have a good time. 38. Have you got one or two favorite performers, groups, or orchestras at the moment? Who?
A. I especially like listening to the mixed choir of our town.
B. I like most bands that play metal music. I like the music played by Body Count.
41. What is the basic difference between the theater and the cinema?
Cinemas do not have live performances, but the films are projected onto the screen. The cinema's possibilities are unlimited. No theater could ever hope for such a broad variety of technical means as producers have at their disposal when making a film. 42. What does a usual cinema show consist of?
The usual cinema show consists of a feature film preceded by commercials and perhaps some short films, as well as a trailer for the next film on the program. The main film is usually CinemaScope and dubbed. 43. What kinds of films can you see at the cinema?
You can choose from lots of various types of film, such as a popular science film, a thriller, an adventure film, a romance, a travelogue, a documentary, or an animated cartoon, for example. Besides the traditional 2D films, there are 3D films in most cinemas, and there are a few cinemas where you can enjoy 4D films as well. In a 4D cinema, a 3D film is combined with physical effects that occur in the theater in synchronization with the film. Effects simulated in a 4D film may include rain, wind, strobe lights, and vibration. 44. Do you prefer dubbed films or subtitled ones? Why?
I don't like films with subtitles. It spoils the view and distracts my attention. In fact, dubbing is done so well in Hungary that even when you watch the close-ups, you get the impression that they are speaking in Hungarian. The lip movements coincide so well with the Hungarian script. 45. What can an undubbed film be especially good for?
An undubbed film can be very good for language learning. And if you master the given language, you can even enjoy the films without looking at the subtitles. 46. Which is the best picture you have seen this year?
The best film I have seen this year was a screen adaptation of a successful novel entitled Quiet Flows the Dawn.
47. What were some of the merits of the film?
It was not the usual sob story. It had an interesting plot and a significant message. The camera work was perfect too, and it was difficult to get tickets.
48. Who played the hero?
The cast was excellent, with Sidney Poitier starring. He is a box office attraction in his own right.
49. Was it a sellout?
Yes, the film was a big hit, and all its shows were complete sellouts. 50. Why do you think attendance at cinemas is decreasing?
Low attendance at cinemas is due to several factors. On the one hand, the price of cinema tickets has been raised, and it is not a cheap evening anymore to go out to see a film. On the other hand, most families have DVD players at home, and they may prefer to watch a film at home rather than go out. Also, the standard of films has dropped considerably since American and Western European junk flooded the market, and cinemas put it on the program in the hope of attracting more and more people.